So, it's Helen and Alan again, and today I've got to remember to say we've got velvet. We are on the junction of Barker's Pool, Leopold Street, Surrey Street, and Finston Street, if I remember right.
Yes.
And we're going to walk down Fargate, down the left-hand side, towards the Cathedral, and down to Castle Square tram stop.
Yep, so that's the plan. Okay.
I'll give you the recorder and we'll take your arm and we'll go and have a movie on.
Yeah, it was somewhere. Quite something hearing that buzzer at 1 o'clock. Obviously, since then, we've just had a little catch up with each other and it's now just gone 20 past one, about 22 minutes past one, as we cross over and make our way between lots of barriers, red and white plastic bases with fencing, everything's still being dug up on Fargate.
Yeah, the very top of Fargate, aren't we? Where there used to be the fountain.
That's right, that was still here when I moved to Sheffield.
And where we had the debacle of the container village thing, whatever it was.
Yeah. And then that lovely big wheel was there for a while, but then the foundations were unstable for that after a while.
Because of all the pipes for the fountain, I believe.
Right, so it links in with that history as well. I did go up on that a couple of times.
Did you? Oh,
yeah.
You were brave. So somewhere we're coming down to entrance to Orchard Square, aren't we?
That's right, and I think it would be well worth us having a little potter around there at some point. Maybe not now, or it could be, but there's been so many changes there. It seems to be quite a buzzing little quarter of the town now, with fooderies and various creative and musical endeavours going on.
And we don't want to leave it too long, because Body Shop have gone
bankrupt. Oh, I heard that. I did hear that.
So that'll be closing in there soon.
Of course, so we'll have to, keep our eyes on that. Well, next to the entrance to Orchard Square, we have the Metro Bank.
Metro? That used to be Dixon's at one point.
It's been various. I find it hard to keep up.
And there used to be... Oh, God, and Bennett. Was it the catalogue? I don't know if it was a catalogue shop, actually, just inside Orchard Square, which was a rival, same sort of concept as Argos.
Okay.
And I think it was called the catalogue shop.
Okay. We've passed a little mobile phone booth. That's what it's called, mobile booth.
Oh, right.
And then there's O2 shop for all things phones and Virgin Media available there as well. And this is relatively new. There's a Tesco Express.
Gosh.
Yes. Tesco Express in what was... Oh my goodness, it's so hard to keep up, isn't it?
I can't remember what was here.
And then now we get to WH Smith's, which has been here for quite a long time. Although it moved while they were refurbing it into where Maplin's used to be back there, I think, for a while.
Because there was all sorts of structural problems with the building, weren't there? And they've had to put a whole steel...
Right.
Framework inside the building. It took them 3 or 4 years to do it.
It's great that it's back where it is and it's still an established high street shop that's familiar to us all, I think. There's a Santander bank now that we're passing on the left. Oh, I can hear those steel drums that you heard earlier. A vape and mobile phone shop just on our left, followed by another vape and mobile phone shop.
Right, okay.
And then we have Lush. There's a sandwich board actually, and it's reminding people about Mother's Day on March the 10th.
Oh, right, from Lush, right?
Yeah, it's just stood out in the pavement in front of the doors.
Fine.
You can usually smell Lush actually before you see it.
I've not smelt it today.
So.
There's a whiff of it now, just downwind.
The door opened and some customers came out.
Oh, right.
I know we're concentrating on the left, but Marks and Spencer's is on our right.
Right, just to give a reference, yeah.
There's a closed down shop with some Jehovah's Witnesses, I believe. On the left. And then a bargain shop called Save-A-Lot. And the play on words is that the L for lot is a pound sign.
All right, okay.
Another phone shop.
Somebody said to me that High Street was just full of phone shops.
It is, I hadn't realised how many. A clothing shop, it says it's closing down, called Rebel, that's been there for a little while. They do seem to, I don't know if they're still operating at all, the doors are locked, it might be fully shut now. No. They've still got clothes and slashed sale items, but I don't know, it's not open today.
Right, well, you thought it would be on a Friday, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You might have to be quiet for a minute.
Yeah.
So we'll not hear us.
Like he's really enjoying himself, our guy.
Is he actually playing steel drums? He's not recording.
Yeah, he's doing it with his hands. It's linked up obviously to an amp and the background music. But he's really dancing and smiling.
Excellent. Quite like steel bands.
Yeah, it was just an empty shop behind him, but next to that is Hotel Chocolat.
All right, okay.
Chocolate shop, and then Greg's.
Yes, this Thornton's has gone as well.
Yep.
That used to be the shop for fine Christmas presents.
And then there's Starbucks coffee shop. That looks shut as well, actually, Alan.
Right.
That looks totally shut. Oh, no, someone's going in.
Oh, right.
No, it's just I can't see in because it's,
With it being so bright out. Yeah,
that's right, it's really bright and dark in there. No, it is open, I'm sorry about that.
That's all right.
I've just squeezed past one of these huge plant pots. All these barrier things.
Terrorism barriers.
Yeah, and then watch out for that flag, it might hit your head like that awning last week nearly did. It's a Burger King, because it's relatively new, that Burger King.
Yeah, so...
It's where Pret-a-Manger was for a while.
This is Cole's Corner.
This is what? Oh, right. I thought it was further down that way.
No,
okay,
no,
this is where your knowledge of...
This is what I believe was always Cole's Corner, where Cole Brothers originally started.
On this bit? Okay.
On this bit. But I don't remember that as a child. I do remember the left-hand side being the British Gas showroom, and the right-hand side was the AA shop.
Right.
So, how that's all changed. Okay. So we are right at the bottom of Far Gate.
We are.
Top of High Street and end of Church Street.
That's right. We've got across the tram tracks and the road and everything, we have the cathedral and then Lloyd's Bank down on the left on the other side, if that's where we're crossing over to. So,
another feature I want to do, because there used to be a subway here. And here, as this building goes round, we are probably stood on top of what was a void, because there was railings and it looked like the back of a ship, and you could look down into the subway, what used to take us across High Street.
Wow!
And the downstairs to Boots.
Oh my goodness!
There were steps down on one corner. There were steps down. I think that was the corner just here. Over by Boots, there was a ramp both ways to go up Fargate and down High Street.
So Boots has been there a very long time.
Boots has been there a long time.
Good.
So yeah, but to cover all the subways, because there was at one time we used to comment that Sheffield had bought a job lot of traffic lights.
Yeah.
They also bought a job lot of subways. Because we had loads and loads of subways.
Okay, we can cross. Sorry.
That's all right.
There's an ice cream van that seems to be there throughout any sunny days as well.
It's quite regular.
And sometimes they're not so sunny days being this country. Right, we're just going to make sure we don't get run over by any trams. We're okay.
Just cross the end of the
I've still never been tooted by a tram yet, Alan. It'd be really embarrassing if I managed to get it tooted at during a recording. It'd be interesting one day to look around behind the cathedral as Paradise Square.
This building, that is The bank, Lloyd's Bank.
Yes.
Many, many moons ago, Urso used to be a shop. What did things like basket work? I've been trying to think of what it really represented, because you could go and buy placemats and baskets and wooden rolling pins. So it was all woven and wooden items.
Okay.
And then we've got
York Street, that's right.
Leading out to the telegraph and star.
There's a cab, Visu, or City Cab, wasn't
City
it?
City Cab, yeah. And then I've never really known what this shop was on this corner.
Well, these days, and it is relatively new, last couple of years, it's a German Doner Kebab. It's a food chain. It's a chain. And so it's like, it's different to your typical late night sort of kebab shops. I have checked out, they've got like a snacks menu. What did I have? I'm having it was only a couple of quid. A couple of little mini sort of spring roll things, only with doner meat. One was chicken and one was beef or something. I don't know how well vegetarians are catered for, but on that occasion that's what I tried. Wow. It filled a little gap. I wanted to just see what it was about,
was
to be
that,
honest.
Yeah, and somewhere down here we've also got an alleyway that leads down to the back of the telegraph and star.
Okay.
Like a passage between two houses, just between two of the shops.
I'll look out for it. I think I know where you mean.
Just here. Yes. I think there was like a newsagent's on the corner.
Well, we've just passed a Sainsbury's local and now another vape shop. And this could be the alleyway. Is it Albin Court? Excuse my pronunciation. But there's a sandwich shop advertised, Sarnie's Hot and Cold Sandwiches. They've had boards on there for ages. But I've never gone down there. Yeah. Should we have a little snoop?
Yeah.
Why don't we just have a little peep? Is this the one that you... I'm presuming it's the one you mean, because it is an alley. So, yeah, the sandwich shop's on the right.
And as you go down here, at one time there was actually a duck spending area just down here on the left.
What?
A proper one for guide dogs.
But for them to relieve themselves?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, but it didn't get cleaned up.
Oh.
So, somewhere.
I've never been down here, Alan.
Just to the left was.
We've really gone off kilter, but never mind. It's all a journey and exploration. Okay. I see.
And it was Telegraph and Star and Sheffield Star through this tunnel, and all the vans, there used to be hundreds and hundreds of vans on this right hand side.
Okay, because there are some big shutter things that are all closed up that we've passed, a couple on the right hand side. And as we near the other end, the entrance, I can. Right, Job Centre Plus down the hill. The courts are further down there, aren't they?
Yes,
so I'm orientated now. Meeting House Lane.
Yeah, so this is Campo Lane.
Ah, okay.
And yeah, all these, all the shutters all used to be open. And vans used to drive in and load up with all the newspapers.
With all the newspapers, okay.
And there were hundreds and hundreds of vans parked here. And lorries with massive, great big bales of paper on them. When we used to print, and the printing presses here.
Yes, that's how I can imagine in the past. I did always wonder, because I've only ever been in the sort of, more of a showroom sort of entrance side on the other side in the past. There's a helicopter above us somewhere.
So, this is...
Should we go back through the alleyway then?
We'll go back to where we were. Not quite leading me up the garden path. But there was an entrance what came in from the right, so you could again walk under part of the newspaper building.
Yeah, that's
come round it, and there was a gap, and there was a step down, but just to the still on our right as we're going now, there was a little place where there was an official guide dog spending area.
Yeah, and I can't even see where that would have been. But, although there's something that looks a bit different that's been boarded up. There's a boarded up area here.
It
could possibly be behind there. Yeah, but you're right, there's so many like things that clearly haven't been used for a while, shutters, doorways, secure doorways. And then, yeah, this sandwich shop I've seen, that must have been going a long time, and I've never, that's the first time I've ever sort of walked past it. Yeah, so we're making our way back now to
High Street.
And yeah, so as we come out, there's a bubble tea shop. It's actually...
All right.
Yeah.
It used to be tea News.
Yes, it did. I think I remember
that. It used to be News. And I'd heard about the bubble tea shop on Radio Sheffield.
Okay. Somebody was only talking about that with me the other day. I've never tried it. There's CEX on the left.
Oh, that's the...
You can buy and sell DVDs and any other sort of tech.
Exchange place.
Yes.
Go and sell your old tech.
And then a gadget shop next to that.
Hello.
And we're just passing Cavell's bar, cafe, pub. It's been there a long time, hasn't it? I've never actually been in there, but there's tables
outside. It
used
to be called... Now, is it the Blue Ball or the Blue Bell? Which one's at Hillsborough?
There used to be the Blue Ball at Hillsborough, but then it's not there anymore.
This will have been the Blue Bell.
Okay.
As a pub.
Oh, I don't remember
when
that.
When I was 18-year-old doing my pub crawls.
Oh. We've just passed Ning's, looks like a noodle bar or something, and then a laptop repair phone shop place, another one. And then there's another alleyway which I've not been down, High Court. Oh, I've never been down there. Chinese food, sushi.
This takes us on to the back of Argos and back of Bank of
Yes,
Track,
yes, okay.
End of Campo Lane.
Right, of course. Of course, yeah, I can make the connections there now. And there's a place that's all, got full rental, full sale signs, nothing going on. And then there's this place called Glory Holes. It's a entertainment bar with games and seems to have some kind of a... Well, Glory Hole's golfing theme, I guess, but I don't know.
All right.
Got crazy mannequins in the window, and yeah.
And there used to be a pizza hut just back there on the corner of that
did.
Alleyway.
Yeah, yes. Missed that. I went there a few times. We asked it outside the Banker's Draft now, so clearly we're just coming onto the Castle Square tram stop.
Which... It's another story all about itself, as known as the hole in the road.
Again, that's before my Sheffield time.
One of our abundance of subways.
Yeah, I have heard so many stories, and it would be great to have a group of people that all remember it to sort of chip in with your memories, because it sounds fascinating, it really does.
And going back to a time, I remember when High Street was a two-way street with buses up and down.
Right.
And the last bus leaving at 11 o'clock at night, so pub shut at 11, sorry, the last bus leaving at 11:15, because last orders in the pub was 11 o'clock, and it was four lanes of traffic, two going up towards West Street, two coming down towards Ponds Forge. All the buses were queued up there, the last bus of the night. Everybody piled on the buses, and then the bus inspector blew the whistle and all the buses left.
Wow. That sounds remarkably organised.
It was a good way of doing it, but just masses and masses of buses.
That's so different now. When I moved here, West Street was a crevasse while they were digging it up to put the tram lines down. That was the era I moved here.
Long before the tram came.
There were buses. I remember the 52 bus used to run through the night, at least hourly anyway, right through the night for students and people coming back from nightclubs and stuff. Yeah,
there were certain bus routes what did run late night buses or early morning buses and cover a whole compass of other routes. And it's going to get the late night revels home.
Yeah.
Right.
So I'm just looking, just to see what time we're on now. It's 13:39 by the digital display. Okay, so I'll just press the stop button.
Top one.